You're listening to the BJ Murphy Show.
So, Sean, Katherine Jackson is facing legal hurdles deal with Michael Jackson's estate. And this is ongoing appeals disputing these legal bills that she wants paid. And she wants the estate to pay $561,000 in legal fees. Why does she have to pay that?
Right. Because she was in opposition of them selling that $600 million catalog.
That's right.
Well, I guess they sold half of it.
Right.
So, you know, she contested that in court.
Right.
And she wants the estate to pay her legal fees. And Michael Jackson children, well, one in particular that I read.
BG or something like that.
Yeah, Blanket.
Yeah, Blanket, yeah.
Is opposing her. And he's saying that the estate, he's saying it's not fair to him and his siblings to pay her back that money.
And that's crazy. That's why Michael Jackson, man, these made up kids that, what, they don't even look like the Jackson family. Who are these
people?
But
you know what, BJ? I blame Michael Jackson for leaving such a jacked up will. Because the will that I read, I don't know if this is the true will, so let me say that first. He didn't leave his brothers and sisters anything.
But was
I believe he even left Charity something. All that popping and locking Tito did behind him, and he didn't leave him anything. And now you got your mother sitting here arguing with a blanket
right
about money.
Now you think think about how they grew up in Gary, Indiana, crowded in that house in the living room practicing. And now it's come to this that I'm fighting the grandson of my child, Michael Jackson, to pay the legal bills for his grandmother.
Right. Michael Jackson would never fight his mother.
Oh, my God.
He would give his mother whatever she wanted. And now you got a blanket fighting your mother. Unreal.
When you think about our stars like Michael Jackson, Prince, Red Fox, Nina Simone, any artist, any black artist of prominence that was on top of his game, they always had money problems at the end of their lives. Why are we disputing over Michael Jackson's $2 billion estate? His
because he left a jacked up will.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not even going to let you finish that.
But listen.
He left a jacked up will.
But it's the people that you have as your handlers. These people, who these mysterious people that are benefiting from Michael Jackson's work. That the family produced these hit songs that are iconic. And they don't even get, you know, Tito, Jermaine, none of them are really benefiting from being in the Jacksons. Being with Michael Jackson.
Because Michael Jackson left a jacked up will.
Was it Michael Jackson, though?
He left a jacked up will. But, do you believe he was in his right mind?
Oh, absolutely. Michael Jackson. Y'all got to stop making Michael Jackson out to be some kooky guy, man. That's one of the most smartest.
I'm not making him out to be the kooky guy. I'm asking you, when he made that will, do you think he was in his right mind?
Absolutely, Michael Jackson was in his right mind.
If he was in his right mind, it's his fault.
I'm saying that who are these people behind the scenes that we don't know about that manipulate this stuff?
Okay, but if he was in his right mind, why are you going there?
But I'm saying that you don't know
who. The onus is on Michael Jackson.
But you don't know who was making adjustments to the will. You know what I'm saying?
It's his will, BJ.
But you don't know if somebody went behind him and changed it. It always happens to black artists like that.
I'm going to tell you something, BJ. Look at some of these black celebrities and the wills they leave. Look at James Brown will. Look at Nina Simone will. Nina Simone will, from what I read, if the will I read is true, because I'm not saying it's true, she left her money to kids in Africa.
But Sean, you know good and well that it's a pattern of every black celebrity when they die, nothing is left to the family. Do you think everybody is stupid like that? They don't leave money to their families? Or somebody manipulating this behind the scenes?
No, I believe they didn't leave money to their families.
You out of touch with reality.
I'm calling them selfish.
So the Pope recently came out and condemned transgender surgeries. The White House came out and did a rapid response saying that we believe in transgender rights. So the Pope is saying he don't want you to change your sex, have surgery and change your sex organs and stuff because you might want to change your mind. And that's pretty big now. These what do they call those surgeries when people want to revert back?
Detransitioners.
Yeah. Detransitioning.
That movement is growing more and bigger and bigger every year.
Right. Because people are going back and forth. They'll, you know, take it off and then put it back on. Take it off. No, I need it. I need it again.
Scratch that. Okay, that's enough. Let's go somewhere.
If Trump is put in jail, there's going to be a civil war in America.
That's what you believe.
So you don't believe that?
No.
You don't believe these Trump people going to go nuts if they put Donald Trump in jail? That's going to give him more juice. That's going to make him like, you know, some kind of legendary hero.
Well, first of all, I don't think they're going to put Donald Trump in jail. Number one.
This is going to cause anarchy in America. Donald Trump is here to end politics as we know it. It's over with.
DJ, you think someone stealing milk out of Walmart is going to cause anarchy?
No, son.
Yeah, I mean, everything, every time you talk about something, that's the first thing you say. That's what you run to.
You know, this might be one of the last of the presidential elections that you see coming up this year. I believe something significant is going to happen in America. I just feel it.
And based off your feelings, what?
Based off my feelings, okay, this is what I'm saying. If Trump gets convicted and they try to put him in jail, there's going to be an uprising of the Trump people.
Based off your feelings.
If Biden wins, they're going to feel like the election was stolen and there's still going to be anarchy. And America is going to start to crack up. Half the people
based
in America.
Your feelings.
No, this is based off facts. Half the people voted for Trump. Half the people voted for Biden. Don't forget that. If Donald Trump is behind a jail cell, you're going to see these people come out of the woods and America is going to be on fire.
Because of what you feel.
No,
you
because feel that's gonna happen. FBI said it. The FBI said it.
Do you feel that?
I feel it. Yeah, I believe it. The FBI backs me up. The FBI says.
Yeah, you
says,
feel it. You feel like, you also felt like you was going to be a billionaire. How does that feel?
The FBI is backing me up on this. They said the greatest threat to American democracy is these January 6th people. So, Sean, I'm looking in the news and I didn't know that Tennessee lawmakers had overwhelmingly passed a bill that will allow school teachers in Tennessee to carry firearms on school grounds. Isn't that crazy?
The House Republicans.
Yeah, the Republicans passed this overwhelmingly.
Yes, unreal.
Now, I told y'all it was over with. If you want to continue to allow your students to be in an environment like that, an environment of learning, and my teacher got a holster on with a gun around his waist. Mm-hmm. I'm not in the right place.
Wait, do you think it will be? I'm pretty sure that they will have to have them locked up, but it's still deplorable.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they could probably have it on their person because, I mean, if you got it in a lockbox in a classroom and somebody comes in there, starts shooting, you know, you got to get the keys and, you know, they probably have that thing around their waist, man.
I mean, we'll see. I don't know. But, you know, they're trying to act like they're trying to protect students, but they're really just protecting guns and the rights of gun owners. This is unreal here. I tell you, it's almost unbelievable.
Right. And it's so unbelievable that parents have not made a decision to say, look, this school system in its current form is no good, especially for black children. Because, you know, you think about some of the incidents that are going to happen when DeQuarion and John Tavion and all them, that the teachers don't like them anyway. And they raise up on the teacher in school and he shoots them. Pow, 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 pow. And he did it in self-defense. Did you see that story last week of the student that slapped that teacher sitting in that office?
Yes, that was horrific.
And the lady just sat there and took it. But if you got a gun, you can say, hey, look, I'm self-defense. But this is aimed
at cut and dry.
But I don't know why people don't understand. This is aimed at black children. Mm-hmm. You know, they did this with black people in their mind. You know, we can shoot them now and get away with it.
Well, and they're trying to act as if is, you know, to if someone takes over the school to come in with a gun, that teachers will be prepared to have self-defense methods intact or in place or whatever. But I mean, it's just going to be unreal. So on the flip side of that, what happens if a student takes the gun from the teacher?
Then it's on. Then.
Because that could happen. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, you saying it's like you're trying to. What are you saying about the parents? Because what do you want the parents to do?
I want the parents to make a daggone decision about how I want my child's life to be. And why am I leaving my child's life in the hands of people who make decisions like this? So now you got teachers gonna be coming to school dressed like the marshal from Gunsmoke, standing up there teaching you math. You mean to tell me that it's all right? Do you agree with these people that are making decisions about your child and you just going on because you pay taxes? Well, I pay taxes, you know, my child need to go to the school. I ain't gonna have him take my child out of school and have him homeschool
and pay taxes at the same. People do have to work. They do have to work.
But Sean, what's more important? I mean, you got to make some rearrange your life, man.
What do you mean that's not important? Parents working is not important.
I said you got to rearrange your life, Sean. You got to rearrange your life because you only get this one moment.
Rearrange your life to what?
You only get this one chance.
Parents do have to work. They have to work. I'm just sorry. They just have to work. I understand.
But I'm sorry that you had a child. I'm so sorry that you had a child and they're an inconvenience for you to make a decision to keep them safe and give them a quality education. I'm sorry about that. If you're too lazy to rearrange your life and make it work for
saying parents
12 years.
Their children to school for education and who have to work are lazy. What's lazy about a parent working?
Educating your own child.
That doesn't even make sense educating
your own child. If you don't think it's that important, then go ahead and allow them to stay in these ungodly school systems then.
I agree that school systems are problematic, and I believe that a lot of parents do not realize what's going on in these classrooms. They have no clue. You know what I'm saying? I do understand that. But stop acting as if parents are just lazy and they're just sending kids to school because they don't care. They send their kids to school because they do care.
Yeah, about not inconveniencing their life.
What do you mean not inconvenienced in their life?
It's too much trouble for me to find an alternative path to education because, you know, I got my life straight. I go to work.
Okay, so
they go to school, they get lunch.
A parent who has to get up and go to work every day and take care of themselves and their children. What do you suggest they do? Because everyone can't work third shift.
Well, Sean, I'm saying that we have to find if we really want to give our children a different quality of life. You cannot leave these decisions in the hands of people who allow teachers to have guns in the classroom. That's not an environment for learning. You got a gun in the classroom?
It's not an environment for learning. I agree with you. But don't start pointing your finger at parents saying that they're not doing this and they're not doing that. You know what I'm saying? Because they have to send their students to school because they want them to get an education. They have to do it by law to educate their children.
But if you like playing Russian roulette with your child's life, but go ahead. But
okay,
you'll get exactly what you deserve.
Blueprint. Give us a blueprint since you're a scholar.
I already told you, but
what they should be doing.
I already told you, but you refuse to acknowledge it. Take your child.
Tell parents what to do. What should they do?
Thank you. Number one, take your child out of school and put your child's education in your hands. 100%. Okay, so, I'm 100% responsible for my child's learning. Once you do that.
Okay, so I have an underage child and I need to go to work. Give me a solution. Can they come over to your house and stay while I'm working?
Of course they could. If I had everything set up, I'm gonna move past that stage now. My child is out of school.
The 20 Minute Morning Show is a podcast production of BJ Murphy Media and UIN, Urban Internet News. The show is written and produced by BJ Murphy and executive producers Sabre Robinson and Alexandria Davis. From our studios in Charlotte, North Carolina, our contributors are Sean, Sunday, AK, and Brooklyn Alexander. Check out more episodes on our website at 20minutemorningshow.com.